I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. There's a remarkable show that we'll be playing in Vancouver shortly as part of the Push Festival. It's called Have I No Mouth from the Broken Talkers Company in Dublin, Ireland. In the show, a son and a mother, along with a psychotherapist, work out their past, their loss, their love for each other and others. It plays at the Waterfront Theatre on Granville Island the 30th of January to the 1st of February 2014. It got great notices in Ireland and at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where it won an award. Joining me now from New York is the son in the show, Phelim Cannon. He was in New York a week or so ago, staging the show at the Coyle Festival there. He conceived the show and directs with his mother, Anne Cannon, playing herself, and Eric Keller, who's the therapist. I'll ask Mr. Cannon about this show, its inspiration, and what we can expect at the end of the month. Phelim Cannon co-founded Broken Talkers and has many credits as an actor and writer in film and television. Visit pushfestival.ca for tickets and information. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Phelim Cannon. Mr. Cannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
So you're in New York at the moment, is that correct?
Yes, in New York, and we're performing Have I No Mouth at the Baryshnikov Art Center, a part of Coyle Festival, an association with the Irish Art Center. And we previewed last night, and we opened tonight. So it went really well last night, so very happy.
And you're obviously excited to take this show to Vancouver in the next several days, right?
We are very excited about bringing the show to Vancouver, yes. The company was there a couple of years ago doing a pitch session at the Push Festival, and we've stayed in touch over the last few years with Norman Armour and the guys at Push. So it's a real pleasure for us to be the very first Irish Republic of Ireland company performing at Push. So it's very, very exciting.
I read a great deal about this show from reviews, I guess when you played in Ireland, when you played in Edinburgh. And there were a couple pieces already anticipating this run in New York. The Huffington Post had a great piece, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Daily News had something as well. For people listening to us who are expecting this show in Vancouver at the end of the month, what sort of elements are found in the production? What can people expect when they go to the Waterfront Theatre?
It's a strange thing. I think people, what I've noticed with audience is the show is not what they expect. And I find that really interesting. That I think when they read about the show, I think they're expecting something else, because the show itself, it's a piece that it's performed in many different disciplines. So as a company, Broken Talkers, we've always tried to look at theater and look at the form of theater and play with the idea of what is theater. So the piece is performed in many different ways. So there is, it's very naturalistic in places, it's very theatrical in other places. There's video, there's audio, there's music, there's dances, there's all aspects of theatre that's there. So I think what the audience will see when they come to see the show in Vancouver is a real life mother and son on stage trying to reenact memories from their past, and to reenact memories that are connected to my late father and my late brother. So the piece itself was like a theatrical seance, and it's about bringing these dead memories back to life.
Now, is your mother a performer? Like, is that her line of work, say?
No, not at all. My mother's, no, it's... Doing Have I No Mouth was the first time my mother was on stage, so no, she's not a performer at all. No, it's the first time, so, you know, the piece, it's a very difficult piece for her personally, but it's also very difficult for her because she's not an actress and she hasn't got that technique or that confidence. But for me, that authentic thing that she brings to the piece to me is really interesting and I think kind of fascinating for an audience to watch, to see a real person up there. Not acting, being themselves, playing themselves. So no, she had no experience of stage before this production. No.
So what was the genesis of Have I No Mouth? When did it start for you? And what was the goal in terms of conceiving the show and what you wanted to create in terms of a theatrical piece, but also something deeply personal for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Well, my father died in 2001, and I've always tried to use art as a way to deal with that. So, I mean, 2 weeks after my dad had died, I made a video piece, and I've done various things over the years, and I suppose this theatre piece is another attempt, I suppose, to keep my father's memory alive. And there was a legal court battle for 8 years after my dad died to find the truth about, you know, why he died. And after 8 years, our family, that was the first time we could really properly move on or really kind of deal with our grief. So it felt right for me then to think about making a piece about that time in my life. So I approached my mother about this. We were on holidays together, and we went out for dinner one evening, and I asked her to, would she be interested in making a show with me? And she said yes, and we kind of moved on from there. And after that, I approached Eric Keller. Eric, he was an acquaintance of mine, and Eric is a psychotherapist, and we first approached Eric to get advice about bereavement and counseling and psychotherapy. And Eric would come into the workshops with myself and my mother, and he would be in the room with us. And it became very clear quickly in that process that Eric's role in the show is very important. So we asked Eric, again, who's not an actor. Eric is a psychotherapist. That's his job, that's what he does, that's his profession. And we asked Eric, would he be in the piece as well? And he went off and he thought about it, and he luckily agreed. So we have myself, my mother, and Eric, our psychotherapist, on stage. We've got two non-professional actors and myself up there dealing with this theme and this the story of the show.
And so you, the three of you, on stage every night, relive the past.
Yes.
And then show that to us, the audience. Did you understand yourself a little bit more in the process of doing the show?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I think back about the process of making the piece, because people always ask me, because it's a very difficult piece to do. I don't enjoy doing the piece. I don't enjoy performing the piece. It's very difficult for me. It still hurts. Performing the show still hurts. But the process of making the show in itself was healing, because it made myself and my mother face up to a lot of hidden, dark things, particularly from that period, that we hadn't spoken about before. And I'd never done therapy before, and my mother had. My mother's a real champion of therapy, and in her own way, she deals with things spiritually. She's into Reiki and color therapy, so she has her own way with dealing with things. Well, I'm a lot more skeptical about those things, but making the show certainly helped me process things better, particularly my anger issues.
And so it still is a healing process. Every time you do the show, you could do it, say, many times. Does that experience of it change for you? Did you feel differently about your past, remembering, say, members of your family who are gone?
Absolutely, yeah. The show, what the show does is, the show, as far as I'm concerned, it keeps these people alive. It keeps these people who have left us alive. So that's a positive. And so the show, in that respect, as I said earlier, it's a bit like a seance, you know. These ghosts come back, and we get to see them again for an hour. So I enjoy that. So there's, yeah, there's a certain sense of adulation during and after the show, but, you know, then it kind of, the reality hits, they're not there. But the great thing about the show is you get to do it again the next night. So, yeah, that all that helps.
And did you think in the process of doing this that me doing this, not only for myself, that I'm doing this not only for myself, but for, say, the audience, that people that see this show, people that see Have I No Mouth, could learn something about how to deal with grief and how to remember the past?
Yes and no. I mean, the thing about it is, when you make a piece, particularly this piece, because it's so personal, I was really only thinking about myself and my family. But because the piece deals with, you know, the universal theme of death, and particularly the show is also about my youngest brother who also passed away, and so that's about a mother losing a child. It's about a wife losing a husband. It's about a brother losing a brother, and a lot of people can relate to those things. So what I've noticed about doing the show is, post show, a lot of people gravitate towards my mother. They want to speak to my mother, which I find really interesting, and they want to speak to me also. And my mother and I were very open, and we like to speak to people after the show. I mean, it's a challenging show to watch. It's not an easy show to watch, particularly if you've gone through similar aspects and similar losses. But what we found generally is the audience are really, really warm, and really, I think they do take something from the piece. I mean, I don't want to speak for the audience, because it's that's their own personal take. But what I've noticed is that people really do connect with it. They take something. They recognize something up there that means something to them, and they do try to articulate that to us after the show. And it's always a real pleasure to speak to people after the piece. So I think the audience do. Get something from it.
And it must be gratifying to be able to take this around the world now.
It's an absolute joy. I mean, you know, you make a piece of work, you never envisage that it's going to go beyond little Dublin. I mean, I didn't think it'd be touring so much. But again, as I said, because it deals with universal themes, you know, anybody, it doesn't matter where you're from, we all go through loss, we all feel loss. And that's what people are connecting with. I also think the form of the show is something there's something there that people can latch on to. It's not a play. The piece is performed in many ways. I mean, as a company, Broken Talkers, which is myself and Gary Keegan, we've always tried to challenge the ideologies of text-based theatre. I mean, coming from Ireland, where the playwright is God, we've always tried to contrast that. So I think the form of the piece is something as well that people are enjoying.
How has your mother found the process of being a performer, having not done it before? I mean, there were obviously some challenges to going on stage for the first time, but she's done pretty well, has she?
Oh, she's been absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Like, she's the star for me. She's the brave one. You know, I'm the guy, but, you know, I've got 12 years experience of making theatre, so, you know, this is something that I do, but my mother has never done this before, and she puts herself up there so honestly. So she's been absolutely fantastic, and I know she enjoys doing the piece. It's difficult for her, but she enjoys doing the piece. And, you know, the thing about the show is, on the surface level, it's about myself and my mother dealing with the loss of my brother and my father. But for me, the show is about myself and my mother's relationship. I mean, my dad and my brother are gone. They're not here anymore, but my mother and I are still here. We're living. So that relationship is on stage. That's a living, breathing relationship that the audience can see. And to me, Have I No Mouth is a living, documentation of myself and my mother's relationship. So, you know, we're getting to hang out with each other and getting to go to Vancouver, getting to do really great things. So it's been a really positive outcome after a very difficult process of making peace, where we had to kind of dig up all that hurt. And what was very important for me as an artist and as a maker of this piece was to avoid sentimentality. So we were quite irreverent and quite visceral, and we kind of fought with those memories. And to avoid that kind of schmaltz, we've kind of gone to the dark places, which are really difficult to go to. But again, I need to kind of thank my mother for coming with me and trusting me and being so brave.
What was your relationship like before all of this? And I'm assuming now that you've done this for a while now, it's a lot closer. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we've always been a very close family. I mean, there was five of us in my family. I mean, we were very close, are very close. And my father's death was, I suppose that his death was a bit of a void in the family, in the immediate family. And since making this show, I think that void got smaller. We never really spoke about his death, and we kind of suffered in silence. So making the piece and performing the piece has definitely brought myself and my mother back to kind of closer to how it was before my father died. So yeah, absolutely, on that level, it's been a very important thing for me and my mother in our relationship. Yeah, so it's been great.
Philip, it's been such a pleasure talking to you today. This is such a fascinating show. A lot of people in this town are looking forward to it, as am I. All the best. Break a leg, as they say.
Thank you, Josh. I look forward to meeting you in person.
The same. Pushfestival.ca is the website for tickets and information. Phelan Cannon joined me on the line from New York City in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plantin.